They did it. They're saying that they're basing it on
there
that
is
law.
There is limitations. Is it the nature?
Right, so that means law of nature.
Nature. And we now come into
we have,
the
we're
nature.
Describing.
You get something new in your hand. Now you play with it. You want to know what is it. You take it, you break it to pieces. You say, no, this one is this big, this one is this small.
But the law is there own. Already. The, it's,
yeah, limitation that it was before.
No, limited. There's the world is
natural.
Functioning on a certain law of nature.
Yeah,
that's
nature.
It. So the point is, if there's a law, there should be a lawgiver. That's the point I wanted. You can think about it. Okay, that's the food for thought for today.
I don't think you understand anything.
I understand.
No.
Yeah.
No, but he thinks he because he doesn't understand how they
tell me,
they don't
tell me does light travel?
No.
What do you mean? Yes, of course it
does. Light travel.
The speed of light. There's a speed of light.
When you look at when you turn on the light has to come to your eyes. Okay? There's a certain speed that it reaches your eyes. And it's the same here as the sun. You know the sun, when we're looking at the sun, you're seeing the sun 8 minutes ago. Because it takes 8 minutes. Because the sun is millions of miles away. It takes 8 minutes for you to see the sun. So any star that you're seeing it many, many years ago. Because in order for that light to reach you, that's why scientists say, this is a different shiur, that the world is billions of years old. Because the star is so far away, for you to be able to see the light, and it must have been created 15 billion years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different shiur, but the speed of light is, it's a rule. It's a fact. Scientists discovered what the speed is. They just to stay.
They give limitation for it.
What
is limitation? They're not.
They figured it out. That's not something they created.
Yeah, so nature.
They figured out what the law
is. Why does nature?
The speed of light is nature.
Yeah,
so
no,
came human and said, you know what? This light that coming from so far, 8 minutes from this.
But science needs laws. In order to work, you need laws.
Nature.
Yeah, but what? Okay, well, maybe we'll talk about this later. Yeah, we'll talk about this later. Anyways, getting back to the air, says. Hashem is the Bala Kochot. So he gives a mashal. He is the master of power. He says like this, look at this. It's very interesting. He says when a human being makes a table. Okay, let's talk about a wooden table. As a plastic bowl. Okay. Take a wooden table. So now where does the wood come from?
Tree.
So the tree. Where does the tree come from?
The earth.
So the earth. Okay, it was either planted by human being or by God. You know, the wind blows seeds.
Definitely
and,
not by monkeys.
Right? Yeah. Okay, well, the tree exists, and the human being chops down the tree, chops the wood, sands it down, makes a table, gets nails. Where do the nails come from?
Metal.
Metal. Where does metal come from? Yeah. The hammer is a bit metal, right? It comes from the earth. Everything comes from the earth. Yeah. Now, the human being builds his table, and it's a beautiful table, and then he goes home. He goes to Starbucks. The table doesn't need the man...
To
stay on this table to make sure it stays sturdy. Like my break here and there, but it says Maaseh b'nei Adam mevalim et osehem. People, you know, the people build buildings and the buildings outlive the human being.
Yeah,
right? Doesn't need. I mean, it's true. You know, all the buildings that we have, these buildings are very old.
Really,
you know?
You can build a table right now and you walk out the street and then you're gone.
Yeah, exactly. So there are two things over here. Number one, you did not make the materials. You didn't make the materials to build it. You took the materials. You gathered them.
You can
use them. And then you build a table. And the table that no longer needs your sustenance. You're sustaining the table. Now he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. He created everything. Yesh me'ayin. We don't even understand what ex nihilo. What does that mean? God created something from nothing. There was nothing. And he made something out of it. Something that you can't be like God. We can't create something. Right, that's why it says, Bereshit bara Elokim. Bara, the Mefarshim say, is to create from nothing. Bereshit bara Elokim. When it says that God made man, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam.
Because he did it from the
Yitzer
world.
Yitzer is something already, he's using, he already made the material. And then he's using that to create a human being. But the Briah is Yesh Me'ayin. Then the Ramban argues with this. Ramban says,
so they can't create all the world in one shot and then divide it.
Yeah, so how he created, but the thing
is, it says,
God created dust first, then he created man. But the thing is, the most important principle of Jewish faith is that God created the world not using anything. There was no primordial material that God used that came before the universe. God made everything. Nothing exists without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's two things. Number two, God constantly is creative. Constantly. Because without God
without sustaining it,
everything
nurturing
would fall apart.
Fall apart. It won't exist.
Exactly.
Now it'll fall apart. It won't exist. It'll disappear.
He says, V'chol yom, v'chol rega mamash. Every single moment, everything that exists is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving his hashpa'a. V'rtzono kol rega. Koach v'shivat or hadash. And he says if he would not do it for one rega, everything would become tov avol. Come back to the way the world was before. And that's what it says, that we say this in the tefillah, HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshit. God renews his creation every single day. Tamid. Then say Kol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshit.
Every second.
Always. Constantly. He's constantly recreating the world. That's how Nisim can take place. Right, miracles take place because God is not bound by what he created. He can recreate the law of nature right this second. And he says also, it says, look at this. It says, le'ose orim gedolim. Ki la'olam hasto. Lo le'asa orim gedolim. Le'ose.
He's still making the life. So he's creating the sun.
Okay, now, I'm just showing you something about the Nefesh HaChaim.
I hear a nice example.
Yeah. Look here. This is the Nefesh HaChaim. And the small print is also the Nefesh HaChaim. But this is when he goes on a tangent of Kabbalah. Okay? So we'll see what we can do with the Kabbalah, you know? Let's see what he says. Number one, we don't see any chidushim. The world, look, the table was here yesterday. The coffee was here yesterday. Everything looks the same. We don't feel the world being recreated.
We don't see, like, all of a sudden a new scratch.
We don't see it. He says, however, we know, what's that?
We do see it to some extent. I mean, we see miracles. I mean
the fact that you walk...
sick, you know, like, let's say having a disease one day and not a disease the next day.
You can see that. But the actual recreation of the world and the universe, that's not something...
You don't see everything.
No, you can't physically see it.
You don't see it.
But I'm saying
it exists. According to Kabbalah...
We can understand it.
According to Kabbalah, he's going to explain the mechanics Kabbalistically of how this takes place. He says, you know, there are four yesodot. Four yesodot of Ir Mekuban.
No, you
have the four yesodot. So he said, what are the four yesodot? Afar, Maim, Ruach, and what else?
Ish.
And Ish. Now, the thing is, science today doesn't... There's even something before that. You have atoms and you have quarks, I think. Quarks, you know, but Khamsan is already a few chemicals. But then when you break that
nucleus
up more,
nucleus.
You have basically atoms.
Atoms
can be quarks, they call them. But then you can break it up and fork it up.
You can break it
and then, and then there's that,
micro,
and then there's nothing. Did you know that? At the end, there's nothing.
Crazy.
Boom. Nothing. I saw a scientist, he said... I'm not an expert of science. I don't know if anyone, are you a physicist? No? You probably know, yeah. So this is what I read. That an atom, you know, you have an atom, okay? You have an atom, you have the nucleus.
Right.
And then you have, you know, the electrons, everything spinning around. How far is the nucleus from the electron? So let's say I'm the nucleus. Okay, let's make it very big. I'm not so big. Excuse me. Right? Let's say you make the nucleus big. How far would the electron be on this scale? You know? What's that? I read this in Gerald Schroeder. He says 5 miles away. 5 miles away would be those protons, electrons, okay, that are spinning. And what's in the middle? Nothing. That's what the atom looks like. There's nothing. Nothing there. It's called energy. There's energy. What's energy? What's it?
This is energy, Scott. So basically,
Five miles away.
When I learned Hasidus, they said, what does it mean? If God is not going to give every minute, you have to give power, it's like energy. Mm-hmm. You have something, okay, that is energy, but not a set of cell phone that's working on energy. Mm-hmm. Let's say you know that they have images. Today, you can see somebody. You can speak with somebody on the phone and you can see him next to you. Mm-hmm. You know which one I'm talking about?
How do you call it?
Not FaceTime.
Skype.
No. You can see the human sitting.
Oh, like a
hologram.
Hologram
of the
hologram.
Person. He said, this is the world. God is create the world as hologram. The minute he doesn't give it power, it shuts down.
It shuts down.
This is
that's a good mashal. So look at here, okay? You have the four yesodot. Now, where do these four yesodot come from? So my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, it says there's dust, wind, fire and what was the last one?
Water.
And water, okay? Now, we know water has other chemicals, okay? It's hydrogen, oxygen.